Hey, how are you going?
It's been one of those years like no other.
Yeah, no, it sure has. It's taken most of us, well, a long time to cope with it or not. Yeah, and we're all doing the best we can, I guess, to come out of it again.
Yep. And how's life on the farm? Of course, there's a lot of farms here on the northwest coast of Tassie, and you're up there in country music heartland, aren't you, in beautiful Tamworth. How's it been during all the lockdown?
Oh, yeah, no, I think it's been a bit of a hat trick. I mean, first of all, I'm fortunate to live out in the bush. I'm a bushy. I live 4 hours inland from the coast. And but, you know, we had a bit of a hat trick there. We had a terrible drought that went on and on for about 2 or 3 years, and hopefully that's broken a bit this year.
Yeah.
Especially for the blokes out west and people who live in the communities. But also, then, of course, we had the terrible bushfires, and now we've got the pandemic. So it can only get better.
It's been a tough 12 months, hasn't it? And one thing about your music, you're tackling those at the forefront of our mind. I mean, we know a lot of people with mental health and suicide, and that's what you've done. And basically the evolution of humankind, really, with the release of this EP.
Well, that's right. You know, on a slightly lighter note, you know, the people who live around me, my neighbours, and the people who work alongside me and out around the properties around here, they all look like people in country music, you know. Yeah. And, you know, so, but I was really sort of felt, I don't know, like it just isn't party time right now, you know, it's for the world. And that's what I sort of thought about a bit when it came to putting some music out. I just thought I'd put some songs together that really reflect, you know, more close personal things. And I think it's a time that people have been a lot closer to family or been isolated from family through lack of travel, you know, or because of travel restrictions and so forth. And that's why I chose those songs.
And those that know you, Andrew, know that you don't sit idle. You're always doing something, both in and out of NXS. Just on that, imagine if this COVID struck when you're at the peak of your powers, when you were doing all the big shows globally, you know, around the Kick and Swing and even further, you know, into the 90s. That would have been disastrous, wouldn't it?
Well, that's right. You know, but I don't think there's any good time for a disaster. I just think that humankind needs to deal with this one just like other things that have happened, you know, in previous times. And I suppose, as my dad used to say, everybody gets their turn, whatever that means. But this is just one of those times, and we all have to sort of work together to make it good again, you know?
Showing the human side. Now, when we last spoke late last year, we were gearing up for the release of your album. Unfortunately, due to the COVID-19, it all changed the whole world, as you just alluded to there. So your self-titled album is going to be released, but it's going to be released next year, isn't it? So we're looking at 2021 for that, because when we spoke, I love that song, Come Midnight, and also Come Mama Bad. Great songs, and I'm really enjoying listening to your EP as well. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, sure. No, you're right. Well, first of all, yeah, that's right. I was in the process of releasing my self-titled LP, Andrew Farris, and then I had two tracks, that's right. And then, well, you know, the world then went into this pandemic phase, the whole world, not just Australia. And I suddenly realised, because I had the Nashville record company, Broken Bow Records, and BMG is a record label of mine for the rest of the world at the moment. And, well, they recommended that I just sort of take it easy and don't push too hard, because everyone's gone home. They've all gone home to isolate, you know? And I thought about it that for a minute, and I sort of, like everybody else, had to change my plans because of COVID-19. And so, I started doing other things, and I work out on the property as well. I get my hands dirty and wash them again. But the point is that I suddenly recognised that, you know, like I said just before then, it's not party time. It's a really tricky time we're all going through. So I thought I had other songs. I knew I had other songs. And a lot of those songs, you know, sort of directly relate to, you know, to what we're all experiencing. So that's why I chose the songs. But I think, sort of broadly speaking, my album will come out, and it will, like you said, in 2021, and at the very latest by March the 19th.
There's one Australian rocker that you penned the song All the Stars Are Mine, Susie DiMarchi from Baby Animals. You penned the song during a trip to Los Angeles, is that right?
Yeah, no, I'm a huge fan of Susie's. I mean, who wouldn't be? Her band, the Baby Animals, and, well, okay, yeah, how that came about was the song All the Stars Are Mine, which is off my new EP called Love Makes the World. And All the Stars Are Mine was a song that we co-wrote together, Susie and I, because both of us at different times in our lives had had kids born in foreign countries with family units we had separately at the time. And we both experienced what it's like to have a child born in a foreign country and be a foreign national, being an Australian, then coming back to Australia, you sort of reflect on all that. And what happens to you is when you have children on the ground in a foreign country, you begin to be part of that community. You see that you take on board the politics, for better or for worse. You know, you see the local communities, the local culture, the local food. And I think as Australians, we've all been pretty good travellers, considering we're a small population country. And so I thought it would be a good idea for a song. And that's why we put it together.
Real life experiences, Andrew, and you can't beat singing along with a rock trick.
No, especially that one.
We might have a listen to the new song, which is good quality product, All the Stars Are Mine. And look, I really appreciate your time this morning. Andrew Farris, INXS and a solo performer, thanks for being a part of 7B Breakfast this morning, and go well.
Yeah, no, you're welcome, Lee. And I just want to say hi to everyone there in Tasmania, and stay safe, stay well. And you've been listening to Andrew Farris on 7BU 100.9.